I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to say a few things about the shows that I'm doing. Hey, if you're in Launceston, I'm coming down April 1st to do Modern Contemporary at the Bogues Brewery Bar. 8:30, I think it starts. There's some local supports which are very good, and then I'll be doing my full show. So come along, tickets at joshua.com.au. It's going to be fun. Also, Melbourne, I start very soon the live podcast. So April 2nd, 9th, 16th, and the 23rd at the European Beer Cafe. We also have the big show, April 13th, the 300th show at Max Watts as part of the Festival Club there. So tickets for all these shows are at joshua.com.au. Make sure you get them. So the first one is, I've mucked my dates up, guys. I thought the 300 was going to be there, but that's all right. What I'm going to do as of next week, the show is going to come out Thursday instead of Wednesday. So then I have, after the show on the Wednesday night, I can put it straight up. And then the other shows I'm doing in the festival, the only place to see them or hear them, go to the show or become a Patreon subscriber. That'll be how we do it. So speaking of Patreon, you can be a Patreon subscriber. Go to patreon.com/DYKWIA for $5 a month. You get bonus episodes every week of Top 5. Then there'll be the only way after the 300 you'll be able to listen to the actual shows as well. So go and do it. That'd be great. Also, the show that I've been plugging that I really, really want you to see is Modern Contemporary, my brand new hour. It is all about when I was 16, living in Burnie, got selected to dance for a professional dance company, had to tour the state for 3 weeks. Super fun, super funny, and also quite revealing. I'll say that. There you go. That's all I need to say. Hey, apologies for last week's sound. I had a dodgy mic cable. I've thrown it in the bin now, and hopefully this episode, which I'm about to go edit, doesn't have any issues with sound. But if it does, well, I'll be re-recording this. Anyway, it's a super funny episode with Dave Anthony, Deanne Smith, Chris Martin, not that Chris Martin, and Aidan Jones. So enjoy. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle. And if this is your first time listening to the podcast, you've left it late. It's almost over, guys. I've only got like two more episodes to go and then it's all done. Hey, but what do? I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest, he shares his name with the creative director of Starboy Entertainment in Toronto. But the one we have here is One Half of the Dollop, a podcast that makes the research I do on this show look very, very easy. Can you please welcome back to the pod? It's Dave Anthony. Yay.
Woo. Thank you.
Hey, Dave. How
I
you doing?
Also, can I also put out there that I also share a name with a host of a Fox News host. And today, my face popped up under their podcasts.
Great.
Because someone mixed up my picture with the hosts. And so now I'm my pretty face is under Fox News podcasts.
It's funny because there's a guy who obviously has joshearle.com, and every time I go to put in my website into Facebook, his picture comes up, even though I've put .au, which is my website. But and it's the most annoying thing, and it's just a family picture of him. He's got like two kids in the picture, and I feel so weird that I see his family pretty much once a week. Hey, also joining us is a comedian who shares their name with the owner of a Perth business called The Blue Box. Can you please welcome back to the pod? It's Deanne Smith. Yay.
Oh, wow. The Blue Box. What's the business?
Patchwork and wool store.
I'm on board. I support this Deanne Smith.
It's in Busselton in WA here in Australia, Deanne. So maybe pop over next time you're here.
Absolutely.
Hey, my next guest is a first timer to the podcast, and look, never has an intro been easier for me as he shares his name with the lead singer of Coldplay. Can you please welcome, it's Chris Martin.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey. I started to clock after the second one that this was in. Is this inspired? You don't always do everyone shares the name, do you?
I always do everyone shares the name, Chris.
I would love it if it was just inspired of you.
I don't get sarcasm, so I can't tell.
I really do, Chris. I always do it.
Well, interestingly, here's something I know about Australia. So obviously I should have changed my name, but apparently there's an Australian comedian also called Chris Martyr. I sometimes get tagged in his gigs. I'm like, I mean, he definitely should have, because he's newer, so he should. Tell him when you see him, change it.
When Coldplay first came on the scene, you know, when they released Parachutes and Yellow, it was a big hit. But would you have been going, oh, they're not going to last? They're like a Radiohead light. They won't last.
I thought they'd be like Kevin Little. They just die off.
They'll go the way as Turin Breaks.
You can tell by the lack of reaction that no one even knows who Kevin Little is in this podcast. No. He had like one song about 15 years ago. So he's really screwed me, actually. Problem is, I used my middle name on stage for a bit, Chris John Martin, for like 5 gigs, and I found out that's also his middle name. So I'm screwed.
Well, Chris John Martin, it does sound like the type of name you put in if you're writing a screenplay and go, all right, we'll just give a guy a name. We'll change it later, though. That's just a placeholder.
My name is a placeholder, that's actually.
And finally, it's another first time of the podcast. He shares his name with a sound engineer from Northampton in the UK. Can you please welcome to the pod? It's Aidan Jones, everyone. Hey, Aidan.
G'day, mate. I actually share my name as well with... There's a guy in Adelaide where I grew up whose name is Aidan Jones. And I had a little in between, like a nickname on Facebook for her. I was Aidan Taco Jones. And this guy was Aidan Jazzy Jones. He like plays guitar. Sure. He's my... Yeah. He's my like alter ego nemesis from Adelaide.
I should thank you all for doing it, but especially you, Aidan, because we're recording this at... It's 7 in the morning here in Australia.
Oh, God's hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I made it show everyone. Our American-based friends can do it at a reasonable time, but me and Aidan, we're up. It's nice.
I got a flight to catch today, so we're all good, man. Yeah. This is just a nice little wake-up.
Nice. Hey, our first game today is called Social Me Media. What I'm going to do, I'm going to read out status updates by the four of you. If you think you know who wrote these, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. Just say your name. You get a point if you get it right. If you get it incorrect, the person actually wrote it, they get the point. So you can't lose points. So don't worry about buzzing in and getting it wrong. Here we go. Question one. Eating cake is like eating bread that loves you.
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
I think that's Deanna.
You are correct. It is Deanne. Yeah, it's a point there for Dave.
Yeah.
Well played.
Yeah.
I know you so well.
What, was it the ukulele in the background that you thought, who here is going to be writing about cakes?
I mean...
This is like Chekhov's gun, watch out.
Yeah, Deanne has a ukulele just in the background. It's very nice. Very nice background, Deanne. Yeah. I heard recently that American bread is not that good.
It's bad. Yeah.
It's a travesty. It's really horrifying.
Really?
We put a lot of sugar in it.
A lot of sugar.
And it doesn't go bad anymore, which is a really cool thing that started happening 2 years ago.
It just starts bad.
Did just stop going bad? Yeah, it goes from bad to just the same.
Question two. I miss old school anti-vaxxers who thought you got a disability from vaccines rather than these new ones who think you get a copy of Windows 95 injected into your blood.
Deanne.
Aidan Jones.
I heard Deanne first, yes.
Yeah.
I'm going out there. I feel like that's Chris Martin.
You are correct. That was Chris Martin, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Was I supposed to, like, I knew that was me. I remember, was I supposed to, to buzz in and say myself? All right, just checking. I was like, I love winning, but I just didn't know what the kind of rules were. Okay.
Do not buzz in for your own. What I do, if people buzz in, I call, if they answer their own ones, Chris, I call them dipshits. The audience love it. I feel bad every time a new person's on the podcast who I've never met before and I call them a dipshit. So okay. If you could refrain, that would be great.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Question three. Stand-up comedy is a result of an underfunded mental health care system.
Chris Martin.
Yes, Chris.
Is that Dave?
That is Dave, yeah. Point there for Chris.
Who's the American?
I saw today, someone sent me photos of some Ukrainians doing stand-up in a bomb shelter last night, which is...
Oh, my God.
That thing Jeez. You go, you look at that, from someone who's not a stand-up, you look at that and go, oh, look at that, aren't they beautiful? Like, spreading laughter to the masses. I'm like, nah, these guys just want to get some stage time.
And the crowd, and the crowd's just like, yeah, yeah. No.
The rest of the Come crowd on. Are open micers. They're not laughing. They're just like, yeah. Their phones for the whole thing.
It's just going through their sets.
Yeah. I'd say there would have been about 30 to 40 people in the room. They looked like they were like, it did look like a Melbourne Comedy Festival venue. It was just a couple of chairs crammed in. one light at the back of the room. They were standing on the stairs leading down into the bomb shelter.
That's great.
Oh, wow.
Good gig, though.
Beautiful.
I wonder who books it.
Yeah, very good
gig.
Question four. Man, I love the time from when I leave therapy feeling like my problems have been solved to when my confidence catches up with me and I remember I'm still a fuckhead. For those few hours once a month, I am a god.
Chris?
Yes, Chris.
Just because I imagine him saying fuckhead from my short time knowing, is it Aiden?
You are correct, yes.
I just imagine him saying the phrase fuckhead. I don't know why. It sounds good out of his
Man,
mouth.
Man, I'm really glad that I went on the Phone Hacks podcast where they go through your phone and like, I don't know how old you guys are. I'm 31 and we went through some of my stuff on Facebook from when I was 20 and I deleted a lot of statuses, man.
Yeah.
I do that every day. Because I don't post to Facebook ever, but I do look at the memories. Sometimes some nice photos come up, and so I'm like, all right, I'll look at that. But there are so many times I'm deleting stuff, going, what was I thinking?
Oh, yeah, man. Horrific stuff.
Oh, all the time.
So, can't wait till I get off everything. One day I will. I keep saying it. I bet I don't, but I will. All right, question five. Am I supposed to wear condoms forever? Completely over HIV. It's endemic. Time to raw dog, as is our right in the Constitution.
Aiden Jones.
Yes, Aiden.
I think that's Deanne.
No, that is David.
I'm just trying to give out some points, you know.
No, man, I appreciate it. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. I mean, I think we all have a guess. I don't know if your screens look like mine. Yeah. I'm just pointing at the guy I think it is.
Unfortunately, on my screen, Dan, you're at the very bottom.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave, how'd you feel when I read that one out? Were you proud of that one? Because you tweeted it last night. So I was like, he knows he's coming on. He's done the game before. He knows what I do. So.
I don't know if proud's the right word. It should have been a giveaway. The Constitution, though.
Yeah.
Those Americans love their Constitution. Yeah, you know. I mean, it's just... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, to be fair, Deanne has got an anti-condom sticker in the background.
It's on her ukulele.
Yes, yeah. It says fuck condoms on her ukulele.
Hey, question six. Can Netflix just flash up everyone's credits when they walk on screen to save me saying, what do I know them from before checking IMDb every 5 minutes?
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
That's Chris.
That is Chris. Yeah, another point there for Dave.
It's so you're I've known you for what, 10 minutes, and you're very specific when you're on Twitter. Very, very you know who you are on Twitter.
I don't know. I think those are just two. No, I don't. That's, you've heard two of many dog shit tweets, so I appreciate you being nice, but no.
I find this, and comedian in this country, Hamish Blake, brought this to my attention, that every time you watch an animated movie or TV show, especially with your kids, you spend so much of the film just going, who voices that one? That's someone's
yes.
voice. Yeah, so much.
Yeah, that's 90% of watching any animated thing with your kid.
I'm currently watching Human Resources, the new, like, the spin-off from Big Mouth. And I think Maria Bamford plays like three or four characters, but every time I hear someone think, I think that's Maria Bamford. I better check how many voices she's doing at this. All right. Question seven. Want to feel old? You were born in the 1900s.
Chris Martin.
Yes, Chris.
Is that Deanne?
That is Deanne. Yeah, point there for Chris. Yes.
Yeah.
You must have scrolled deep for that one. I feel like that's an old one.
Look, I kind of cheat. I just go to advanced Twitter search. I put in the person's name.
I don't even
name.
Know about this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you 298 episodes in, Deanne. And then you just put in the name. And then what I do is I put up minimum 500 likes so I get the good stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Very smart. Okay. Yeah. I'm that old. I was born in the 1900s. I didn't know about any of this.
Yeah.
Mate, you must have been very disappointed when you typed that into my Twitter and got zero hits.
I know you, mate. I depending on how many followers people have, I adjust how many likes
Yeah.
Don't worry, you got some that did well.
Do I?
That didn't sound at all patronising. Literally looked like your hand went from your Zoom screen to Aiden's and just tapped him on the head.
All right, question 8. My New Year's resolution is to become physically strong enough to kill a man with my bare hands and emotionally strong enough not to want to.
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Aiden.
You are correct, yeah.
That's a good tweet.
See, there you go.
That is a good tweet.
Oh, that is fucking sick, that tweet.
That's a good tweet.
I put in minimum 20 likes, Aiden, and that one rose to the top.
That's good. I don't remember that. That's good.
It's a good tweet.
It's a great tweet.
Yeah.
There you go. That was probably like New Year's Day. That was very early on.
Who's made me feel like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, question 9. Can we at least admit the rich will taste terrible?
Chris.
Yes, Chris.
It's got to be Dave, right?
No, it's not. It's Deanne. What? Yeah, put there for Deanne.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's a good one. I forgot about that.
Yeah. That is a good one.
That's good.
I put that in thinking you might guess it was Dave, so that's why. That's why.
Well, as soon as you started with the rich, I was like, oh, this is going to be me.
Got to be Dave.
I was listening to the latest TOEFOP as well, Dave, and I don't know if, you know, Will mentioned you because he was saying that, you know, you're right about so much stuff because he was talking about climate change. And then he goes, the only thing I don't agree with him is the NBA is rigged. And as a big NBA fan, I was like, oh, no, I do agree with him on that. It's absolutely rigged. Even sent him a message going, yeah.
It's pretty clearly rigged.
It's fun though. You watch it like wrestling. It's just entertainment. Just don't bet on it. You'll be fine.
That's right. That's right.
All right. And our last question for this first round. You have to admit, it's pretty incredible to watch a country just give up.
Oh, Aiden Jones.
Deanne.
Yes, Aiden.
Dave.
Yes, you are correct. You got a point there, Aiden. Yes.
Yes.
And now, and it turns out that was about my country, but now it can also be about your country.
Yeah. Well, even Chris's home country. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
The entire Anglosphere just waves the white flag.
I know you're not living there anymore, Deanne, but how's Canada doing? Do you still keep a look at your ex and just go, oh, okay?
I mean, apparently Canada can be taken down by like 6 obnoxious Americans with semi trucks. So it's weakened, I believe. Whatever happens to the U.S. is going to happen to Canada eventually.
Yeah.
That's where I stand on that. Yeah. But it remains my safe place. It is the place I will escape to, you know, as soon as it becomes even more necessary than it already is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm just looking at the world. I'm going to travel later this year. My brother's getting married in Hungary, and they share a very, very slight border with Ukraine. And I'm just looking at that, going, "I'll be fine, won't I? I'll be fine."
Yeah, sure.
Why not? I'm going on my own. I'm not taking my family. They're very worried about me going, but I'm like, it's a big place, Europe.
How big physically is the wedding party? Do you know what I mean? Like, can they
handle themselves? I'm not in the wedding party. I'm just going as a guest.
But I mean, how, like, I just
how many people
mean,
will be at the wedding?
Could they take
how,
a force if they have?
Yeah, actually, like, how big is the size of the wedding? And are there any handy people with a fist? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the thing that you've got to now think about when you go to a wedding.
His best man is in the Defence Force.
Ah, that's great. You're fine.
Uh-huh. As a chef.
Okay. Right, so that,
I'm not sure he's going to Steven Seagal under siege it, but yeah, it's that's yeah. But you know, we'll see. We'll see. I still think I'm going to go. All right. At the end of the first round, the scores are: Aiden, you're on 1 point. Deanne, you're on 2 points. Chris, you're on 3 points. But in the lead on 4 points is Dave Anthony.
Wow.
Yeah. Well done. All right.
Mate, big stuff.
This round.
I'm sure that won't continue.
This round is called Hip Hip Hooray. Now, it's a new round, same rules. In this round, we're talking about birthdays, or one person's birthday in particular. And today we're talking about Chris Martin's 15th birthday. So the year was 2001. And all up, Chris was gifted £700. But what did Chris spend all of his money on? Was it A? He bought a 620-litre refrigerator that had an ice maker attached to it, which he kept in his room and made it known to that no other members of his family was allowed to use it? Was it B? He bought the Adams Family pinball machine, which was a steal because 21 years later, that pinball machine is now valued at £8,000. Or C, he bought a leather recliner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of these is true. You can ask him as many questions as you want, but bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. You three don't have to answer together. You can answer A, B, or C individually. It's up to you. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Man. You, what country are you living in when you're 15?
I was still in the UK back then, yes.
Okay.
And yeah, how chilly was your food at the time?
How chilly was my... I don't remember the temperature of my food, but my I'm vegan, so I was sort of a bit frustrated with the amount of meat in the in my parents' fridge. That's why I wanted my own
Okay.
Do you enjoy
leather
sitting?
Leather recliner. Sorry.
It's all right. Do you enjoy sitting?
I'm sitting right now, mate. I'm a huge and not everyone at home can tell this. Unlike some of the panelists, I am on a bit of furniture.
yeah, I don't know if we mentioned this. Aiden doesn't have... He's not on a seat. He's in an Airbnb in Sydney, sitting on the floor.
Oh, mate, one day. Chris, do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have a younger sister.
Yeah, Sarah. Right. And how's your relationship with her?
It's all right now. It was a bit tumultuous at the time.
Yeah, like around 15, maybe.
around
pretty
15,
guarded.
Yeah. Pretty. Yeah. Around 15, we didn't see eye to eye about everything.
Yeah. Okay. On maybe the heat, Chris, of various foods.
Yes.
Can you name the members of the Addams Family?
Yeah, totally. Pugsley, Morticia, had a big crush on Morticia. Obviously Wednesday, Lurch, technically not a member of the family, obviously Cousin It, the hairy one. There's also the Thing, and Grandma was just called Grandma.
Okay. Chris, he got them.
Chris, how do you drink your cup of water? Are you do you like it room temperature?
I like a cold glass of water. I'm not one of these, it's better for your body, room temperature people. Give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to me cold.
Can I just say, the question, how do you drink your water, is kind of like one of those questions, that, how do you look at yourself in the mirror? How do you drink your water? Like,
how do you sleep at night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's all for me.
I like water a lot, just so you know, like some people like, oh God, mm-hmm. you've got to drink like 4 glasses. What is that? What are you supposed to drink a day? Doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm maxing that out. I've been maxing it out since I was a young boy, honestly, like never been a problem. If anything, I've been drinking too much.
Yeah, I don't think I had water as a kid. We always had this thing in this country called cordial, which I discovered is not a thing. It's not an international thing, but it's like
It's a British thing. And actually, one of the annoying things about America, when me and my wife go around the supermarket, like, where the fuck's the orange squash? A cordial.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's one of the biggest bugbears. But you can get a massive bottle of it, 2 litres, for like £1.50. Here, you get these tiny little... fucking syrup shots, and they're like $8, and it's just like, you guys, no.
Yeah.
Orange squash. Sort your squash. Healthcare and orange squash. Two big bugbears.
And I bet, Chris, if you mention that to Americans, they'll say, we've got Tang. It's the same thing. It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
The interesting thing to me here that is that we don't know, like I don't know how competitive Chris is, and it really is a choice between if he's like a super competitive or if he's like a raging egomaniac. Because if he's competitive, this stuff that he's telling us about the ice is probably a lie. But it's like, does he care more about winning the game, or does he care more about telling us about his life and being honest? You know.
This is a good calculation. I also discovered in the Twitter round, and I'm sorry to call you out like this, Chris. Chris has like a bad lying face. Every time it was Chris's tweet, I knew because he looked a little like he wasn't going to answer. So if we can ask him some really direct questions and stare at his little Zoom screen, we might be able to figure this out.
How about that?
For the listener, he's just turned his camera off.
Oh, man. I shouldn't have given that away.
Well, that answers your question, Aiden. Is he competitive? Yeah, I'm going to say he is. So,
he's very competitive.
Okay.
I'm back. That was just for shits and giggles. But I am just, I like playing poker, and I hate to know that I've got a terrible poker face.
Yeah, what do people think? Funny. Are people going one way or the other? Ready to guess?
What was the other one? I mean, we've been quizzing the Adams. Oh no, the recliner. Yeah, the leather recliner.
Yeah, I feel like a 15-year-old boy would want a leather recliner, but it feels like the most boring answer as well. So I don't know.
Would they?
Also, if he's vegan, that feels if like that's a
really,
true,
that feels like a really adult thing for a 15-year-old boy. You know, like what are you buying with your money?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But so does a refrigerator.
Chris, did you have a TV in your room, or?
Yeah, I had a TV in my room. Yeah, mm-hmm. I had a TV with a with a N64. That wasn't part of your question, but I thought I'd give you some more detail. I'm so aware that to not give away stuff, I'm like giving it. That's not steering you either way. That's just superfluous information.
Did you live upstairs? Did you have like a?
Why is that a question? Well,
I used to do removals, and I want to know whether they had to take that recliner up the stairs. All right.
I lived upstairs. It's totally fair enough. I know there's bungalows in Australia, but I lived upstairs. I lived at the top of the house, actually, of a three-story house.
Yeah, right, in the servants' quarters.
Yeah.
All right. What are people guessing? We'll start with DM. What do you think? Do you think it's A, B, or C?
Oh, man. I want it to be B, so I'm just going to go with the pinball. I hope Chris got a good return on his investment. Although he did forget Gomez, I feel like, when I was asking to name characters.
Aiden, who do you think?
I reckon it's the ice machine. I just loved how that sounded so petulant, and I just that for me won me over.
All right, Dave, which do you think?
I'm still right between A and C.
Do you want to ask one question that might swing it?
I don't think anything's going to swing it at this point. Have you ever sat naked on a leather? What happens?
You know what happens, Dave.
Yeah.
I'll say A.
You say A? The correct answer was C. He bought a leather recliner. Oh,
my God.
He didn't answer my last question.
Yeah, that's sadly very true. Yep. Do you know what? It wasn't actually from one birthday. I saved up for like three years.
Oh, that's
from like
so
the age
fun.
Of
12.
What?
So
what a fun boy you were.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you the reason why, though. So I kind of used the logic, I guess, in A, was my parents, like, they like antique furniture and stuff, but it's just so fucking uncomfortable when I was a kid. And I was like, my mum had some, like, old sofa from my granddad that had, like, wooden in the back. It was just awful. And I was like, fuck this. I just need to take matters into my own hands. And I used to love watching Friends, and they had the leather recliners. Like, that looks seriously comfortable. So I bought one of them. And then, this to answer your point on am I competitive, I think I am, because I Googled and had on my phone all of the Addams Family characters in case I got asked that question.
Well played.
Actually, Deanne, my eyes were down reading, but you couldn't tell that through the camera, could you? Despite my bad poker.
Wow.
Wow. And you pretended, you like feigned remembering as well. That was actually really well played.
Very well played. All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Aiden, you're still on 1 point. Deanne, you're still on 2 points. Dave, you're still on 4 points, but now in the lead on 6 points, it's Chris Martin.
Oh, wow.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, hear from some sponsors. We'll be back very, very soon.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And we're back. All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, I'm going to read out a fact about someone on the panel. If you think it's true, you'll say yeah. If it's a lie, you'll say nah. You can ask them as many questions you want. Bear in mind, they want you to get it incorrect, so they get your point. So you'll get one each. So to Chris now. When Dave was travelling to a gig in Georgia, he and two other comics were detained and searched because one of the other comedians said he had books in his backpack. Yeah or nah? You can ask your questions.
Georgia. Which part of Georgia was it?
Savannah.
Savannah. That's the kind of more liberal part of Georgia. I don't know if... I'm going to say nah.
You're going to say nah? You are incorrect. This is a true story. Yeah. Fuck. Point there for Dave.
What?
This is crazy because I immediately was like, how is he going to know like the places in the country Georgia? and he went straight to it. I was like, this is a good lie if it's a lie.
Yeah.
Wow.
So was there other stuff involved in this search? Had you been like holding out information or...
No, it was just nighttime, and we were walking across a mall parking lot coming back from a gig, and all of a sudden a cop just pulls up, you know, what are you guys doing out here, blood? You know, grilling us, and he goes, what's in the backpack? And my friend goes, books, and then we were, like, against the car, and he was, like, searching us. And it was just...
Wow.
That's insane.
Well, had you just done a gig, was it one of those things where you're like, oh, I don't really want to say I'm a comedian, so...
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
We're performers. We're writers.
Were you all white?
Oh yeah, crazy enough. We were all white. That's really crazy. Insane.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's good.
You know.
I assume he pegged our accents because we're all from California. So right. I assume that was part of it.
Yeah,
you were walking like you were from California across that parking
that's
lot.
That's right.
Yeah, you're actually skateboarding across the car park.
So a point there to Dave. Now to Dave. Deanne was on a flight when two men started arguing in the aisle. Things escalated when one man called the other man a fag. Without thinking, Deanne jumped to her feet and shouted, hey, I'm a fag. Yeah or nah? Now, you can answer this two ways. You can answer, did this really happen? Or you can answer it, would Josh write a question like this if it was a lie?
No, I know. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking about. It's a tough one.
It's a good way to think about things.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. I'm going to say, I don't know how confrontational you are.
I mean, you got context clues in the background.
Uh-oh. See, pretty confrontational. I'm going to say yeah.
You are correct, Dave. This is a true story. Yeah, to put there for Dave.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
It happened. I was shocked. This happened in 2019. I was shocked to hear someone just in public call someone else a fag. Like, that was going to stand. It's actually a whole long story that I tell as a joke, but I was like, hey, I'm a fag, which I didn't mean to say like that, but I did mean to like stand up for people. And then the guy behind me really quietly goes, I'm also a fag.
And then people start standing up. People start standing up one by one, and I'm a fag, and I'm the whole plane.
The whole argument was just so diffused. It was kind of hilarious. And it was also like, I mean, I don't know, right? The world, it seems like ugly people in the world are making themselves more known every day. But at least at that point, it just was, everybody on the plane was like, this is ridiculous. You can't call someone that in a negative way. We're reclaiming the word.
Yeah. It's so funny.
It was a flight from Toronto to LA. So my joke is we were probably all fags.
Yeah. It's funny when you hear like, and not that they is that old fashioned, but when you hear like an old fashioned slur, part of you is offended, but the other part is like, oh, that's quite quaint in a way. Like it's wrong, but it's also got that thing of like a bit of nostalgia tinge to it. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I had Fiona O'Loughlin on the podcast once and she said a word that I'm like, I have not heard that since I was like a young boy going, Fiona, you've got to drop that from the lexicon. I must say, it didn't make the edit, but yeah.
You're right.
Whoa, Fiona O'Loughlin said the N-word. That's crazy.
All right, to Deanne.
Yes.
Now, Aiden here has been fired from a total of 14 jobs. The quickest, there's more to it. The quickest he's ever been fired was 45 minutes working in a meatpackers where he was meant to wrap hams. He was fired because he told his manager that his nickname was Taco. And the manager replied, are you being a smart ass? Aiden said no. And the guy said, nah, I'm sick of your bullshit. Get out. Yeah or nah?
Okay. Well, we do know that Aiden's middle name on Twitter for a while was Taco. It wasn't Jazzy. Right. Wrapping hams in a meat packing factory? Is it a factory? Is it a warehouse? Aiden, you had this job for 45 minutes. What does it? How do you wrap a ham? Can you tell us and show us? What does it mean?
Oh, mate, we are coming unstuck so quickly here. That is a fantastic question that I couldn't even begin to answer. I don't even know if they come wrapped. Do they come wrapped?
mate, you've unwrapped right now. You've unwrapped in front of us right now.
I've never seen a ham come unwrapped so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm going against my instincts here. Last time with Chris, I voted for the world I wanted to see, which was that Chris invested in a pinball machine. Mm-hmm. I want this story to be true, so I'm going the other way with it, and I'm saying, nah.
Yeah, nice.
You are correct. This is not a true story. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. You know what I get? You know what I get from this? Because I saw when you wrote it, Josh, and I was like, I don't know if Josh has ever been fired from a job before, because it's actually a lot harder than that to get fired. Like, just having a bad attitude.
Yeah, I quite publicly got fired from one job, but no, keep going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck, you did too, didn't you?
Well, my contract wasn't renewed, that's all. But keep going.
I just thought it was nice that you gave me the credit of being like, Aiden's probably just, like, he's been misunderstood. That's why he's been fired from 14 jobs. No, man, I'm a fuckhead.
So that part is true, Aiden.
Yeah, let's go through these jobs.
Yeah. That's kind of the premise of my new show. Yeah, I've been fired from, I don't know, my first one was Coles, so like a supermarket, probably like 5 or 6 bars, a bunch of cafes, my mate's cleaning job.
Quick question.
Else?
When you went for the job at the 6th bar, did they flag the other 5 sackings from other bars?
I just lied, man. Like every job, they were like, why are you here? And I'm like, new challenge, you know, just excited to get like, you know.
Sorry. You're prepared to lie to job interviews, but not on this podcast. Okay, fair enough.
In Aiden's defense, are you getting remunerated with money for lying on this podcast? Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I wanted to say I've taken up a new challenge, man. You know, I've turned over a new leaf.
Also, to wrap a ham, bit of Glad wrap, comes through a conveyor belt, done.
You've wrapped hams before. Okay.
No, but like I imagine that's what would happen.
Yeah.
It
would be on a conveyor belt.
You've seen a ham.
I couldn't conceive. That's great that you could like come up with that, because I just, for some reason, I was like, I have no idea, man.
So I don't know. When I came up with this, like, I just thought meat packing. I can see Aiden in a meat packers.
Meat packing. That's
hair net.
Oh, I can tell you, actually, I did get fired from my dad. My dad's a welder, and I got fired from working with him. I went up to the boss. I went up to the boss after 2 months, and I was like, "Man, I was thinking today might be my last day." And he said, "I was thinking the same thing."
Oh.
Wow. It's a nice way to do it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine
mm-hmm.
a boss that just doesn't like confrontation. Oh, I'll just wait for them to fire themselves. All right, so, Deanne, you got a point there. Now, to Aidan. When Chris was a student, his family employed a tutor. The tutor was quite loose, and once, while Chris's dad was asleep, he attacked him. Yeah or nah?
Wow. What do you mean by it? Chris, what does loose mean?
Well, loose, kind of like... a bit drunk.
Wow. Okay. So they employed a drunk tutor. And the tutor attacked you. How old were you?
I was 18. Didn't attack me. It was him and me and my friends drinking.
Uh-huh.
And then he really wanted to like... He'd met my dad before and found him funny. My dad's quite a sort of avuncular guy. So he wanted to just attack my dad while he was asleep.
Oh, while your dad was asleep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bam Margera style.
Yes, Bam. That's very accurate, actually. Yeah, Bam Margera style.
Yeah, right. So he's like jumped on your dad, a bit of roughhousing, and that to you is just, and that's just like, oh, this guy's, he's real weird.
Well, yeah, but I was also drunk, so I had it kind of.
Oh, okay,
funny,
so you loved it. You were like, my tutor's attacking my dad. What a crazy life. Nah, man, I think this is absolute bullshit.
You didn't say nah. Aiden, you are incorrect. This is a true story.
Oh, no!
Oh my god.
Oh, I thought I was so smart.
Yeah, it's worryingly true. Is my old so I went to like a posh school, and you have these weird relationships with teachers at British posh schools, and some of them in the illegal, horrible way, but in a more fun way was this old teacher I can't name because he's still a teacher, but he'd be the tutor for me and some other people. Anyway, he came to my 18th birthday in my garden. We were drinking, and then he'd met my dad before, and he's like, I just really want to, because my dad's big, he's like, I really want to give your dad a little kind of a rough house. And then we were like, that's ridiculous. And then, like 3 hours later, like, that'd be kind of funny. And we did it. And then later on that night, the guy's wife threw a drink on my friend and stormed off. So that was that. That was a really weird night.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a funny reaction.
Yeah, do you not know what the word awesome means?
Yeah.
it's funny because I'm a trained teacher, and when I was doing my when I was at uni training, two different women in my course didn't even make it through the course because on our teacher placement, one of them got caught smoking bongs in the car with some of the students.
Amazing.
Oh my god.
And the other one, as a joke, put gaffer tape on a boy's face to shut him up, and it made the papers.
Wow.
And both these
and that boy grew up to be the boy with tape on his face.
Yeah. He didn't actually he didn't grow up, he just remained the same boy.
He just remained to be.
But both of these women, when they were in class, were just absolutely normal, quite good students in the class, and it was like, wow. Things after over 9 weeks, things really took a turn when they were doing their placements.
Well, I did a gig on Friday, and there were teachers in, and they were the biggest arseholes in the gig because it's like they must be so annoyed of people interrupting them, rather than just think that's an annoying thing to do. They're like, I deserve to be an arsehole one night every 6 months myself.
So. Big shout out to the teachers out there. You're doing a great job. All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Aiden, you're still on 1 point. Deanne, you're now on 3 points. Dave, you've jumped up to 6 points, but still on the lead on 7 points. It's Chris.
Oh.
It's close. Still anyone's game, though. Still anyone's game, because this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'm going to read out 10 questions about you four. If you think you know who it's about, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. So here we go. Question one. Who, when their parents told them they were getting a divorce, showed no emotion and told them it was because they thought a divorce was a type of car?
Aiden.
Chris.
Yes, Deanne. Aiden. I heard Aiden first.
Deanne buzzed in, so now I'm going to change my answer to Dave.
You are correct. Yes, it was Dave.
Yes. I was going to guess you, Aiden.
Oh, sick. Nah, man, I know about cars.
Yeah. But you were saying, Dave, you just told them this. You actually were fine.
Yeah, yeah, because I wasn't that upset. I was like, yeah, no shit. I mean, it's been a disaster. So I was like, no, I thought it was a car. I didn't know what was going on. Like, how come you're not that upset? I'm like, yeah. I didn't, really didn't give a shit. I didn't want to say that. I want to be like, I'm kind of glad you're moving out.
How old were you?
I think I was 7. I was really young.
Because I remember.
Wow. That's like a cluey 7-year-old.
Shit, dad.
That's terrible, dad. When you, as a kid, when you're meant to show certain emotions that your parents expect you to and you just don't. I remember when my grandmother died when I was like 13, 14, and she'd been sick for my entire life. And of course, my mum was very upset. And when she told us I didn't do anything, and mum got very upset. She's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, well, we saw it coming. Like, I don't know. I've kind of grieved. I've grieved for like 10 years about, anyway. Sorry, mum. I still feel bad. For you, question two. Who here is a classical pianist?
Chris.
Yes, Chris.
Surely Deanne.
No, it's Aiden. Point off, Chris.
Oh, really? The guy just sits on the fucking floor.
Yeah, he's on the floor with it. He's got no musical instrument in the background. It's a long con he's running here. Tell me he's a bloody furniture maker after this as well. Next one.
How long have you been playing piano for, Aiden?
I started when I was 11. I played till I was 19. Then I took drugs for a bit, and then I came back to it. I actually came back to it in the pandemic. But I've been in contact with my old teacher, and I bought a piano, and I'm loving it again. It's so great.
Wow.
So just to clarify, drugs. Oh, sorry. I was just going to say just drugs for a bit. Oh, sorry. We're on a delay. I was just comment. You know, my comment is really not worth interrupting another human.
But
sorry,
here we
go. You go first, Deanne.
Okay, it probably is worth it, Chris. I was just going to say, Aiden, have you thought about marrying the classical piano songs and the drugs? This feels very 2022.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. I took mushrooms a few weeks ago and played for some played for the three other people that I did mushrooms with, and it was like really terrifying. I felt like I wasn't going to make it to the end of the piece, you know. I played some Liszt and some Chopin for them, but and we got to the end, and then I was just like, I can't fucking touch this piano anymore, man.
All right, next question. Who as a kid was almost crushed by a giant spool?
Oh, Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Oh, that's Deanne. Who else could?
Yeah, of course it's Deanne. Yes, it is.
I appreciated being profiled as someone that could be a classical pianist, but also to be profiled as the most likely to get overrun by a giant spool.
I don't know. Like, we're all on camera here, so I don't know if there's scale. Deanne, are you like 2 feet tall?
I said giant spool. Giant spool.
Yeah, yeah. I just picture her running away from a giant spool.
Yeah. Yeah, you're nailing it. I mean, this was like a big industrial spool that my parents wanted to roll into the backyard and use kind of as a picnic table or something. This is giant, big wooden spool. And I think I was supposed to get help with it. I don't know if I was not supposed to be doing this, if an adult was supposed to be helping me or what, but they were like, watch out, it could be dangerous. And I was like, it's fine. And I must have been rolling it from the front somehow. Anyway, we had a hill. It got out of control. And it was kind of Indiana Jones style, just me trying to outrun the spool screaming for my life.
Can I just say, from context, I think I got it, but I didn't know what a spool was. And then you guys, I thought I can get away with this. And then you guys said the word spool like 25 times. And I still don't. Is it, what is it? It's just a big wooden circle.
Like a sewing bobbin. Like,
yeah.
You said another word there bobbin. That I'm not 100% on.
I thought bobbin.
You got it.
Sorry, Chris.
Stop saying new words I don't know. I don't like it.
Sorry, Chris. I just thought his English, bobbin, sounds like the most English word you could ever use.
It does sound Chris, very British.
Do you know what a divorce is?
It's a car. Yeah. It's made by GM.
So It's like two big flat circles with a cylinder in between. So thread is often stored in this way. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Got it. Google him. Okay. You know, old Adam's family trick works a treat for me once again.
That does bring us to, like, if a spool's rolling, it's not going to turn. So you can just, like, step out of the way.
Yeah. I eventually figured that out, and that's very smart, Aiden.
Well, as a child, she lived in a cartoon, so.
Yeah. All right, question four. Whose teacher was an asshole towards them because the teacher's brother had asked this person's mum to marry them and their mum had said no?
Chris.
Yes, Chris.
Oh, wow.
Aiden.
No, that was Dave Anthony, a point off Chris.
Fuck. Yeah. High school teacher. My high school Spanish teacher, he was just an asshole all year. I was getting an F even though I had like over 100%. Like, he was just taking points off all the time. And my mom finally was like, yeah, this is why. And she told, I was like, oh my God. And then I went to the dean and they took me out of the class.
Oh, that's sick.
That's it's great. They didn't fire him. They just moved you to another class. That's American education working its wonders there.
If only he knew he could beat up your dad in like in his sleep, he would have been fine. All right, next question. Who here was mugged in the south of France?
Fancy place to be mugged.
Yes, Aiden.
I reckon that was Chris.
Yeah, you are correct. It was Chris. Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Posh School over here.
Yeah. I was actually doing some stand-up gigs, and it was the last night, and me and another comedian were drunk, and this guy, what the fuck was his name? His name was Hef. He was like Spanish, French, something. Anyway, he joined us. He was drinking with us. We went from bar to bar. It's like 3 a.m, and then he hugs me to say goodbye. And then as he did it, I went, where's my phone? And he just paused for a second, and he ran off. And then I was like, fuck it, let's go. So I just, because I'm drunk, I start chasing this guy through the streets of France. I eventually catch up with him in a car park. It's kind of like a movie. I frisk him. It's on his, it's up his wrist. As I go to get it, he leans in to try and kiss me. Very weird. I run away. I've got my phone back. And then the next morning when I woke up, I was looking through my phone and I realized in between bars, somehow I had a photo of him pissing and I had a photo of his dick on my phone. So that's the sort of weird ending to that story. Yeah.
So he was just like, I'm never going to see this guy again, even though we're both comics.
He wasn't. Imagine if a comedian stole my phone.
Yeah, I thought it was another comic. I was like, Jesus, man. Who are these fucking gig books? Like...
Next question. Who, when working at a grocery store, would slip a few things through the register for free for people they believe needed help?
Chris.
Yes, Chris.
It feels like Deanne.
It was Deanne. Yeah, point there for Chris.
Oh, that's nice
person.
Yeah.
I mean, the grocery store shut down after the summer that I worked there. I'm not saying that I gave away that many things, but I did kind of slide a few past the register. Also, my underage friends, we looked so young, but they'd come by with their wine coolers and their beer, and I'd be like, let me check your ID. Uh-huh, perfect, sir.
Love it.
That was great.
Next question. Who is the result of their mum getting pregnant while backpacking around a foreign country?
Dave.
Yes, Dave. Aiden. That's Aiden? Yeah, you are correct. Yes, it is Aiden. Yeah. Yeah. Point there for Dave.
Yep. You look like that's what happened.
Yeah. God, that's funny. Yeah.
He's in an Airbnb. He's in an Airbnb right now. He's literally backpacking to some degree. He's backpacking on a podcast. It's like,
I'm looking
it's in his
for
DNA.
I'm looking for the I'm looking for my other half, you know.
For this story, that Aiden, I'm going to say this is your special that's up on YouTube.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I wrote a show about it. I met the guy in 2019. It's a long story, but he lives in Austria. He did some time in jail for robbing a bank.
Did he ever nip it over to the south of France at any point in his life? Just having just unrelated.
When that story came up, the south of France sounds like, you know, but like that, was that in Marseille?
It was in Nice.
Okay, because I was going to say Marseille is like the dodgiest fucking place in the world. Marseille is not like, ooh, the south of France at all. You know what I mean? Like it's, you would get mugged in Marseille. I think Yeah. A dude almost stole my fucking girlfriend in Marseille. Anyway, that's
completely different. That's so different than a phone being stolen.
Next. Oh, speaking of stealing, who once had a professional footballer steal football stickers from them?
Dave, that's Chris.
You are correct. Yes, it was Chris. Yes. Mm.
Yeah, a guy called
Giles
Coke.
It seems like something that would happen.
Guy called Giles Coke stole my football stickers when I was four, and then I moved schools, actually, because of that, and then I forgot about him, and then I was watching Sky Sports News, and I heard his name, and then I realised he's now a fucking professional. So he didn't get any justice. He's now become a football... He became a football sticker. That's what happened. I don't know what the moral of that story is.
Who does he play for?
He played for He played for Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
well then. Actually, is then that I mentioned really it on professional.
I mentioned it on an old podcast, and then he, someone tweeted him, and he tweeted me back, and I was supporting Milton Jones on tour, and I said, "Oh, when we're in Sheffield, I'll put some tickets aside for you, just as for old times' sakes." And he went, "Oh, that'd be nice." And then on the day of the gig, he tweeted me going, "Where are the tickets?" And I just never replied. So that was how I tried to get...
Oh, my God. You are petulant, man. Yeah. I'm surprised that wasn't the ice thing. That's awesome.
That is one of the craziest grudge stories I've ever heard. You were four? You were four when he took the stickers?
Yeah, I was four. And
the other four too.
He was four. He was four. And here's the thing. When we weren't allowed football stickers at school, they were banned because they were too distracting or whatever in the pre-Game Boy times and iPhones. And then he stole them off me. And I went, "You stole my stickers." And he goes, "Yeah, but you're not allowed to have them at school. So who are you going to tell?" I was like, fucking criminal genius at four.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying. Yeah. At four, that is terrifying.
Yeah. High-level shithousery. Like, is he that? He must be that kind of player, you know, just jabbing people.
And our final question for the game. Who here once juggled in a comedy gig because they didn't know what else to do?
Chris.
Aiden.
Yes, Chris.
I think Dave Anthony. I don't know.
No, it's not Dave. It was Deanne. Damn. But I would love to see you, Dave, juggle on stage.
Oh, my God. So would I.
Yeah. So what happened to you?
It feels like you could juggle. Oh, I mean, calling it a gig is even generous. It was a New Year's party. My friends had been like, "Oh, yeah, we're going to do this cool gig." It was in a cool part of town that I never heard of when I lived in Montreal. And it was a friend that had a reputation for putting on these amazing underground kind of shows that hooked me up with this gig. When I got there, it was just a very rich Greek family's house. It was this whole family that was really new to comedy. I was looking around I don't know what jokes I have that will be appropriate for a 7-year-old and this 80-year-old guy that answers the door that seems to not speak English. I don't know what to do. So as a joke to the other comics, when we were in the kitchen preparing our sets, I was like, "Oh, I took some tangerines and I put them in the side of my pants." And I was like, "If it gets real bad, I'm just going to juggle." But I didn't really think I was going to. And then within 5 minutes, I was just like, "Bup, bup, 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 bup." Wow. It was rough.
At the end of the game, the scores are Deanne, you're on 3 points. Aiden.
Still three.
Quite the comeback. You're on 5 points.
What?
Wow.
Chris, that's sick. You're also on 5 points, but our winner on 9 points is Dave Anthony.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well done, Dave. Well done, Dave.
I would like to thank COVID and my parents.
Now, Dave, I want to... Oh, sorry. That stack of books in the background in your joint is crazy.
Those are shelves.
Are they shelves? No, they're books.
Yeah. Yeah, but they look... It's a shelf that looks like it's stacked.
Oh, that's nice. I like it. All right. Anyway, that's no further questions.
Okay. Now, Dave, because you win, you can plug whatever you want to promote first. People can listen to The Dollop. They can see The Dollop.
Yeah. If you're in Australia, we are going on tour starting, I think, April 18th is the first date. But, yeah, we go to Canberra, Melbourne, Sydney, Perth, Adelaide. I think that's it.
Adelaide. Well done.
Yeah. Adelaide.
You're getting it, Adelaide. Buy tickets early, Adelaide. Just make them feel good. Make people feel good. yeah, so head to The Dollop. Chris, where can people find you?
At Chris M Comedy. because of I hate having comedy in my name, but there's the other guy. Can I plug other stuff, or is
yeah,
that no
plug,
time?
No, plug everything.
Oh, I have an album that just came out, first one, called All Over the Place, because it was recorded in more than one place. It's a really imaginative title. And I have a podcast called Getting My Dad to Say I Love You, where I chat to comedians about their parental relationships and try to get my dad to finally say I love you to me.
Oh, God.
Fantastic. All right,
excellent. We're struggling at the moment. He hasn't said it, but partly because if he says it, the whole premise of the podcast is fucked, so he can't say it.
Oh, man, I'm three episodes away from finishing this podcast. If I had to finish when my dad said I love you publicly, this would go on forever. All right. Deanne, where can people find you?
All right. Well, I started a show, an online show during the pandemic that has been so fun. We just keep doing it. It's every month. It's called Deanne Smith and Acquaintances. Pay what you can. And every month we donate a big chunk of the proceeds to a different organization. Sadly, every month there is something current and necessary, so we're just going to keep going as long as we can go. Also, just today, I don't know when this is coming out, so I'll shut it down if I reach my goal, but I'm getting top surgery in a couple of weeks. I put up a GoFundMe, and I cannot say that there are rewards for donating, but I can say that I recently did a very unhinged, hilarious, and kind of hot photo shoot. So you can find the information on my Twitter.
Great. Follow Deanne on all the socials. Thanks, Deanne. And Aiden, where can people find you?
Aiden Jones Comedy on Instagram. I've got comedy in my name too, but I actually am really proud of it, and I think it's really cool. Aiden Jones Comedy on Instagram. Aiden Jones Comedy.com is my website. I got a special up on YouTube for free about meeting my biological dad a few years ago. I'd love if you watch it. Yeah.
And Comedy Festival, you're doing a show in the Comedy Festival?
Oh, my God. What the fuck is wrong with me? Yes. I'm doing a show in Melbourne. I'm doing Sydney as well. And I'm doing Edinburgh in August. It's about how I've been fired from 14 jobs. And I'm just starting to think that I might be the problem.
Meatpacker's not one of them. All right. Hey, everyone in Melbourne, I'm doing my show, Modern Contemporary, starts April 12 at the Wester. Make sure you get tickets. Also, the podcasts are on sale with the big 300th and final weekly episode going. It's going to be at Max Watts on April 13th. Very, very good lineup. So make sure you get a ticket. I know it's a Wednesday night. It's 11:15, but it's festival. Come along. Hey, thank you all for playing. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.